Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm talking with the band called Circle Slide, and I'd like each of you to introduce yourself and tell us what you do in the band.
All right, my name is Gabe Martinez. I'm with Circle Slide, and my role in the band is singing and playing guitar.
And I'm Lee Yoder. I play drums for Circle Slide.
I'm Eric Vickers. I am the bass player for Circle Slide.
And my name is Jonathan Deanda, and I play lead guitar for the great band named Circle Slide.
Yeah.
And we will also incorporating some of your music in the show too, if that's appropriate.
Yeah, that's fine.
If that's something that you allow us to
honored.
Do,
we'd be honored.
Now, all of you are in an industry that is fraught with pitfalls, and just give us a little bit how you keep from getting into the drug scene, or just tell us how you stay true.
Yeah. Well, we all started doing what we do with this, with music, and the goal was to honor God. I mean, that's the whole purpose of what we're doing, is to try to find a way to worship, try to find a way to be a light, as it were, to the world. So we'd be going against the very reason why we started if we started down any path that messed that up in any way. So it's not that hard. It's like saying today I'm not going to drive off a cliff. You know, it's one of those things we all make that decision in our head to not do that subconsciously. So it's not that difficult. The only problem you run into is maybe when you allow your ego or your pride, the little things, it's those little things that sometimes can get to you. And you have to be consistently aware and diligent to, love one another and be cool to one another.
You talk about, you made this decision. But yeah. How did you come collective? You're a band now. How did you meet up and come together?
Well, we, as a band, it's kind of a fun story. We, each one of us had like mutual friends that knew each other. And so we had, kind of in the spirit of like an eHarmony for bands or something like that.
eHarmony for bands. Exactly. That's great.
Gabe had a pastor friend in San Antonio that knew John and said, "Hey, you guys need to play together." And Gabe had a drummer friend from Seattle who turns out to be a good friend of mine who's like, "You need to go play with this guy." And, we had ended up meeting Lee here in Nashville after we'd all moved to play with Gabe, and just one thing to another. And God just kind of orchestrated this mosaic that became Circle Slide.
Now, tonight you're going to be performing here at the National Religious Broadcasters Association.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about what's on the program.
Well, tonight we're going to be performing two of the singles from our latest album called Echoes of the Light, which is a reference to God saying, "Let there be light," at the beginning of the Bible, and then Christ kind of echoing that concept in the gospel, saying, "You are the light of the world." And so the songs are Looking Up, and that's a song kind of dealing with the frustration and the trials that we all deal with. My wife and I we had our house flooded by the flood here in Nashville. And you can always find, life throws things at you and there's always reasons to be discouraged. But the thing that we are trying to convey in music is to stay positive in the fact that you remain grateful to God and you look up for his blessing and for his help and his provision. And the second song that we're going to perform is called Love Amazing. And that's a song about some friends of ours that lost their daughter, their 10-year-old daughter, in a car accident, and how they moved forward and worshiped. And I led worship at their funeral, at the little girl's funeral. And they were just a light and inspiration to everyone in that room because they worshiped through their pain and they worshiped through their tragedy. And they continue to live day by day as examples of people who continue to trust God no matter what. So those are the songs we're doing tonight. We're going to do like a stripped down version. We're not going to do the full band thing. We're going to kind of do an acoustic kind of thing. So we're nervous and excited and all that. Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to that.
At this time, we're going to listen to Love Amazing by Circle Slide. That is from their album, Echoes of Light.
Before the sun awakes the morning, your face I see. Your gentle eyes are full of mercy and love amazing. And love amazing. I'll rejoice while my heart aches. I'll rejoice.
Is love amazing? Well, welcome back to Homeschool Companion. We'll resume with the interview with Circle Slide.
Now, as a drummer, you look too young to be a drummer.
Well, thank you.
Now, do you get that comment quite often?
I do. I get that comment all the time. I'm very young looking for my age, apparently.
So. Well, how old are you?
I'm in my almost mid-20s now. I'm 23. I'll be 24 just in a few weeks.
Yeah, he's pretty young.
Yeah.
So. Well, as a kid, did your parents really encourage you to be practicing the drums?
Interesting you say that. Actually, I was not really allowed to play instruments as a kid. I grew up in a pseudo-Amish culture, actually, to be honest with you. I wasn't allowed to
Amish playing the drums.
I was not allowed to have instruments or anything like that. So,
what'd you do? Bang on the.
Bang on the book.
Like my uncle.
My uncle had a drum set and stuff, and I knew kind of what it was. So I started kind of watching him do stuff like that, and my whole family kind of left that whole community just after. Kind of getting to know more about the relationship of God. and understand more about it is a relationship, yes. not a set of rules that you have to follow. And as a result of that, we left, and I really loved playing music, and so or listening to music for the first time in my life. So I got a drum set shortly after that and started playing.
Fantastic.
And now I do it for a living. So went from not being able to listen to
it.
I mean,
I'm sure that's many young
but
persons.
But my parents did very much encourage me. They were right there for me the whole time. So, yeah.
You know, it's harder to play drums than it looks. I mean, you know, kids look at that, oh, well, that's an instrument I can do. But there's definite techniques and nuances. And
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it just kind of happens for me. Like, I'm probably like one of the most uncoordinated people when I'm not behind the drum set. And then it's like it takes all this coordination to do. So I don't understand it. But yeah.
That is interesting.
I know Lee's in our band, so I have a bias. But I love the fact, I think that works in Lee's favor that he didn't like grow up playing necessarily. Because he has a distinct style and his distinct playing that when people see him, they're like, wow, that's totally different approach to the drums, but it works. I love that about him. I just wish I could watch him play. And I'm not just saying that. I really do like the way he plays.
It's a very unique style.
Well, now I'm really curious. Is he double jointed too or something?
No, he plays like, I wish I could show you, like, horizontally with his head leaning this way sometimes. He looks like he bends over at a 90 degree angle, but it's awesome to see.
I wish this was television so our listeners could see these contortions.
Yeah, we're making it's fun though.
Now, have you made a DVD to go along with your music?
That there are plans in the work. We did a television show, One Music Village at Trinity Broadcast
neat.
Network.
That's
and
neat.
They were saying, after we were done, they were like, guys, we need to figure out a way to do a live DVD. So
yes.
We've been talking to those awesome people there about doing that in the near future. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Now, who's going to talk about the name Circle Slide and why that is the name that you call yourselves?
Circle Slide is from an album. There was an album called Circle Slide, like around the 90s, kind of was this new band called The Choir. Well, they weren't new. They were just a band called The Choir. And I was a huge fan. And they just represented to me music that didn't have boundaries. You could do anything with Christian music. You could play with saxophone solos and guitar solos and just do anything. It was like the sky was the limit. And I'd kind of grown up listening to one style all my life. So when I heard that, it blew my mind. Then I found out from the guys in the choir that the name is a reference to the drummer of that band who loved the slides at the state fair. But hated the stairs as a little boy. He was really scared. So we asked his mom if in heaven God made circle slides where there were slides but no stairs. And she said, yes, he does. And so that's kind of where
that's
the name comes from.
Yeah. I mean, that is a wonderful story. Now, the songs on your CD, and I'd like to say that the album is called Echoes of Light, and it is the artist's Circle Slide. I'm talking to the band here.
Yeah.
And the label is Save the City Records.
That's correct, yes.
Now, the songs on the CD are, how do you pick those songs? Did you write the songs yourselves?
Yeah, we all wrote the songs. We did some co-writing with a couple other guys in Nashville, and also the great songwriter, artist Brandon B., who produced this album. He's a good friend of ours. He's a good friend of Eric's and myself. And yeah, we wrote these songs, and they just all felt like they belonged on one project. We really did try to make an album, like the old-fashioned ones, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Where from beginning to end, you felt like it was a collection of songs that belonged together. And we even tried to make it where, even though people don't do this anymore, but you had a side A and a side B. So,
well, this is really cool because when you've explained your name, Circle Slide, and then you have titles such as Echoes of Light, which we've talked about, mm-hmm. Nothing Compares to You, Open Door, The Litany, Eye of the Hurricane, Looking Up, The Turning. I mean, there's got to be a story behind each one of these.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Eye of the Hurricane. What's the story behind Eye of the Hurricane?
That's a song that kind of references the story in the Bible where Elijah goes and hides in a cave, and he's scared of being killed
by Jezebel,
exactly. And he's hiding there, and he's kind of given up in a sense. And then he hears a big whirlwind, and he thinks God's in the whirlwind, but it says God was not in the whirlwind. He thinks he sees a flame, a big pillar of flame. He hears an earthquake, And he thinks these are the big momentous things that happen in life for
me. And then how do you musically portray that?
Just,
do you
have it's
a,
the most.
Is that a yeah. real energetic
it, It's an energetic,
sound
powerful.
Lots of drums. And
there, yeah, it's probably like one of the more.
Animated.
Yeah, more animated drum parts that I do on the album.
It's the most. It's a very high energy, aggressive song, but the story is God is in the still small voice, and that's.
And how do you depict that small at the still small voice
at the end of the song? It crescendos into this big huge moment, and then it's kind of like silence, and then there's like just a piano by itself playing very similar chords, and it just goes on for like a good 20-30 seconds of just piano at the end, where no music, I mean no vocals,
no
melody, just the piano piece. And that was kind of how we chose to end that spot.
Sounds neat.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing that.
Cool.
Now, what about Samson? You know, Samson was such a controversial figure in the Bible.
He was. I love that, though. See, because the Bible doesn't hide the flaws
That's
of its
right.
characters.
It's definitely on a circle slide.
Exactly. But for me, as a Christian, when you hear people talk about how the Bible is myth and how the Bible isn't true, it's like if it was myth, it would hide the flaws of its characters or try to portray
the
best people in the best light possible. But instead, it shows these real people who interact with God but have some serious flaws, like Samson, who, you know, could have had it all, had super strength, had all these looks, but instead chose a selfish path. And I relate to that because in some ways I look at, I know how Paul says in the Gospels and in the epistles, he says the things that I want to do I don't do, and that which I know to do I don't do that as well. So it's this idea of God, I know what's right, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't do that. Help me. Who's going to save me from myself? That's the essence of the song. Who's going to save me from my own self destructive ways? And so that's what the song Samson's about. It definitely is a like a little character investigation into Samson's life, yeah, and his inner workings.
Well, maybe you can tell me about were you here in this area during the Nashville flood?
Absolutely, yeah. I was in town, and unlike most storms that come and go, this storm came over Nashville and it threw on the parking brake, and it just stopped. And for 2 days, the most torrential rain you can imagine. It just came down and came down.
And he's from Seattle, so he's used to the rain.
Yeah. I'm from Seattle.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm used to rain, but you know, it poured. And I don't know what the final numbers were, but I know that I believe that the Cumberland River that runs through Nashville, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 50 feet above flood stage. And the way that the rains came down, there was nothing that could be done. I know that my wife was visiting some friends in a very nearby town, you know, 20 minutes away, and it took us 4 hours to drive home because every time we'd take a road, we'd get, you know, a mile down the road and it'd be underwater. You know,
now, did it have any impact on the band?
Absolutely.
Mostly Gabe. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, me? Again?
Definitely your story on this
one. All right. Well, no, our where we stored our gear was at my garage, and we also had our trailer was parked in my driveway, 5 feet of water and everything. So all of our speakers, guitars, drums were floating. This is all vintage stuff too, like from the 60s and the 70s. We like vintage gear, so it was breaking our hearts to let go of some stuff. The good news on the bright side is that we were one of the few people in the town that had insurance.
Flood insurance on your drums and vintage drums at that.
Yeah.
I lost a 1963 Slingerland drum kit. Kick drum was just all messed up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So all of us, and Eric's bass cabinet was filled with water. John lost a Vox amp. He lost his amp. So yeah, but we had insurance on stuff, so we were able to replace a lot of this stuff. But I know a lot of guys, like a friend of mine, Dan Hasseltine, Jars of Clay, he lost his whole, and he didn't have flood insurance on his gear. So the cool thing is that there were a lot of ministries like Grace Works here in Nashville, and Music Cares, the Grammy organization, who have been amazing at reaching out to musicians and artists, saying, "What can we do to help you?" There's a bunch of great organizations that have just been reaching out to us as a band, saying, "What can we do to help?" And they've helped replace gear. They helped us get a new trailer. And people have been amazing here in Nashville. Churches came and helped me rip out carpet and replace the floor. So it's been amazing.
I was going to say, probably to me, the most impressive thing as a result of what happened in Nashville. I mean, you know, besides the fact that you didn't see stories of looting and rioting and all the craziness that usually happens, you know, before and after natural disasters, there were these, and I don't know any way to explain it except for these roving bands of church members that were literally going house to house helping people. And I remember when my church that's down in Franklin, you know, they brought out a sign-up list, and they were like, okay, you're going to go help these people. You're going to head this direction. You're going to, and they just sent out these teams of 15 and 20 people. And, you know, in some places they helped tear out carpet and carry out things. In other places, they would just sit and listen to people's stories. And they would, you know, be sitting there while people were flipping through wedding photos and telling the stories while they're peeling these, you know, drenched things, you know, and sometimes being that ear to listen was, you know, the most powerful thing.
Now, did you do any fundraisers as a band?
We're getting ready to do one for Grace Works, which is a ministry here in Nashville that ministers to flood victims. And so we're going to be, they were so amazing to us that it's the least we could do to return the favor and perform.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, tell me about your favorite song that you do on this album, Echoes of Light.
My favorite song on this album? You know, it's...
you want to look at the list?
I know the list. I think when it comes to performance-based, one of my more favorite songs is Eye of the Hurricane, because it's very... you got to be on your game to play that song. Everything is so dependent. Rhythms dependent upon other rhythms and accenting the melodies in the right places. So it's very technical-minded and it's very performance-based. When it comes to connecting with the song, I would say Love Amazing. It just comes from a place that that just is very genuine, very real, and very broken before God, that it kind of feels like, you know, when you got your back pressed up against the wall and everything's been taken away, that you can stand and persevere in God's love because of his grace.
Fantastic. So when you go to write a song, you do it collaboratively, or one person kind of has a inspiration in the night and comes back?
It's actually, you know, it's both. And even... one of the songs was brought to the table by just a bass line, and it's like, all right, well, let's build on it from there. And so
the litany was like that.
That was the litany, and Eric brought that bass line to the band. It was like, hey, at first I was kind of like, we'll just let him get it out of his system, but then it actually turned into be a really
great
fun song.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's fantastic. Well, we're winding down our show, and we've been talking with Circle Slide. Their album is Echoes of Light, and share with us how we can get this album.
Cool. You can get it the traditional way. You can go to the store. You can go to our website, circleslide.net, and there's a store there, and you can get an autographed copy of our CD there.
And we'll make sure and put all this information on our website, too.
Oh, thank you. Cool.
And
I love it.
You know, our listeners, and if they didn't get it through our broadcast here, they can go and get it off from our website.
Yeah, that's very nice. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're winding the show down, and thank you so much, Circle Slide, for being with us. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you. We receive
that.
Yeah,
and all your listeners as well.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.